Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. And today, we're diving into something super important: managing our emotions. Because let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Sometimes it feels like our emotions are running the show, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and out of control. But what if I told you there's a way to gain back that power? To create a more balanced life where you're not just reacting to your feelings, but actually guiding them. That's what we're exploring today. Ever felt like you were on an emotional roller coaster, soaring high one minute and plummeting the next? You know that feeling when something small triggers a massive reaction, like getting stuck in traffic and suddenly feeling furious? That's our emotions hijacking our brains. But here's the thing. Stoicism teaches us that we don't have to be ruled by these feelings. We can choose how we respond, even in the face of chaos. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can actually use in your daily life. First up, awareness is everything. Think of your emotions like guests at a party. You don't have to kick them out, but you do want to be aware of who's there and how they're behaving. Take a moment to pause when you feel an intense emotion bubbling up. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What triggered this? Recognizing your emotions without judgment is the first step to managing them. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. We often get caught in thought spirals that fuel our negativity. That little voice in your head saying this is a disaster, or I can't handle this. It needs to be challenged. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have? Often, we're way harsher on ourselves than necessary. Practice replacing those negative thoughts with more realistic and positive ones. Third, focus on what you can control. This is a big one. You can't control everything that happens in life: traffic jams, annoying colleagues, unexpected rain showers, but you can control your reactions to them. Focus your energy on what's within your power. Your thoughts, your actions, and your attitude. Remember, you always have a choice in how you respond. Fourth, find healthy outlets for your emotions. Bottling things up is a recipe for disaster. Find ways to express your feelings constructively: talk to a trusted friend, journal, exercise, practice meditation, or engage in creative activities. Finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Focus on what you're thankful for, big and small, and you'll start to shift your perspective towards a more positive outlook. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's stuck in traffic, already running late for an important meeting. Her heart is racing, her palms are sweating, and she's thinking this is going to be a disaster. But then she takes a deep breath, remembers our Stoic wisdom, and focuses on what she can control. She tunes into some calming music, mentally reviews the presentation she'll give, and even uses the extra time to catch up on emails. Sarah arrives at her meeting feeling calmer and more prepared than ever. See how powerful that shift in perspective is. By practicing these strategies, you can take charge of your emotions and create a life of greater balance and resilience. Remember, managing your emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about becoming aware of them, understanding their triggers, and choosing how you want to respond. Today's episode has given you the tools: awareness, challenge those thoughts, focus on what you can control, find healthy outlets, and practice gratitude. Start incorporating these into your daily routine and watch how they transform your life. Until next time, remember to stay strong, stay centered, and keep that Stoic fire burning bright. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little dose of Stoic wisdom, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Let's create a community of balanced individuals, one podcast at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.